Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98 PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. It's Moose. It's Breezy. And we're just...
Get in.
On those good vibes, we gotta get you some tea. Maybe a little honey in it.
No.
Let's clean those pipes out.
Sick.
All of our friends are weighing in this morning. Let's get right to it. Breeze, who's here this morning?
I know. Who is here? Heather's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze.
What's up, Heather?
Feeling good today because I just got a promotion at work. I love that moment for you.
We salute you.
I love that moment for
you. Good for you. Nice job. Here's a 10-cent raise.
They're like, yeah, actually, we're not giving you a raise. We're just going to meet where inflation's at. Thank you so much. And the tariffs, of course.
It was so embarrassing when I got a raise over my boss, one of my last jobs.
Yeah.
I got a significant raise because it was basically like, pay me or I walk. And they, you know, they actually followed through. But my boss, who was there way longer than me,
right?
I'm not kidding you. They gave her a 45-cent raise, which was
insulting
such,
at that point. No, it's like, just keep it, because I'm not even going to see it after taxes.
You're not even going to see it. 45-cent, you couldn't even do an extra.
You're actually, like, losing more money by doing that, but yeah, it's so tough. Ugh, yikes.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. They're like, do you want to take some out of your pay to give it to her? I was like, I can't swing it. I live in Hollywood. I can't swing it.
Just remember on this fine Tuesday, everyone's replaceable. All right, who else is here? We have Jessica. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm feeling good today because we've had really nice weather these last 3 days. And although it might rain today, I'm just lucky for what we did have.
Oh, that's, yeah. Glasses half full. I like that. It's still 75 today. We'll take the warm weather.
Yeah, for sure. It's just going to be maybe a little sticky, a little humid. The Rochester Red Wings has some pretty sick gear for the lilac.
Yeah, they
week.
Do. Yes, they do. I got a lilac jersey that Dan gifted me. We'll be at the game Sunday, the whole fam. We're going to go Sunday.
I love that.
My nephew's singing with his school the national anthem.
Cute.
Yeah, so I kind of have to be there.
I feel like that would be more of a reason for you not to go. You're like, I can't, got plans.
No, I got it.
I got things with my CSE friends.
I can't miss it. I got to go see my nephew.
I love it. Yeah, that's all I got on my end. What's going on with you?
Vibes are pretty much sky high today. You know, it's Taco Tuesday.
Period.
So, probably going to, I don't know, I'm thinking I'm going to cook dinner tonight. Maybe a couple of fajitas. Maybe I'll go out. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel pretty good, though. I got a 4 mile walk in yesterday around the city.
That's good.
Yeah, it was just so nice out. I was like, how can you possibly be inside right now? So, but I feel pretty good. How are you doing? You a little congested today?
Yeah. Who knew spending all that time around those lilacs was going to just clog up my pipes?
I know.
Yeah, I'm definitely like, allergies are a kick in, but these things happen. There's not much we can do. Got to keep pushing through.
Got to do it.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun last night at Cruel Summer. Obviously, friends of the show. They just crushed. They had to cut their set down immensely because you only get 90 minutes because your heart stop at 8:30.
Because the neighbors.
Yeah.
But that's still a good show for an hour and a half.
No, it was really great. It was really, really great. And everybody obviously loved it. So, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And Lilac Festival goes until this Sunday?
Yep. Sunday I'm going to be running the 10K that they have there. So pray for me.
Breezy's going to get
hopefully
after
I'm not still sick.
Love that for you. All right, guys, thanks for all the good vibes this morning. Appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to tell you, if you're looking for a career change, how you could transition, because there's a lot of funding for the American Rescue Plan Act. It's an initiative to help more people join the paramedics team and be an EMS worker. We'll tell you how you can do that and why this is the perfect time to actually do it. That's all coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Not all heroes wear capes, you guys. Some just wear a nice button-down shirt. In celebration of EMS Week, local leaders announced a new training program, and that's aimed at developing the next generation of emergency medical technicians and paramedics right here in Monroe County. So I think this is great news because this is funded by $4.2 million from the American Rescue Plan Act. This is an initiative to remove financial and logistical barriers for a lot of people who are interested in advancing through this career path. But, you know, sometimes, like a lot of things, there's a heavy cost involved. People can't afford it. But this recent funding gives people a real chance at this profession. So the program also covers tuition, school supplies, transportation services, also child support, which is so huge for single parents. Graduates of the program will be certified to begin working with an EMS agency, helping address the ongoing shortage of emergency medical personnel. So I think what makes this program so special is that they're removing a lot of these common barriers that prevent people from becoming EMTs, said Adam Bello. And it really wraps around this support system that prevents people from entering this type of work. They don't have the time. They can't afford it. They don't have someone to watch their kid. But if anyone listening wants to change up their career path and apply for the MCC's EMT and paramedic classes this fall for the 2025 semester, the application deadline is June 1st in like 3 weeks. So you can sign up now on MCC's website.
Get after it. Save a life.
See, I would love a job like this, but I can't do it. I have always wanted like a woman to feel safe around me, but
never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
I got in trouble one time because a girl I was on a date with witnessed me run from danger instead of towards it. And it ruined everything. I couldn't do it. It was a wonderful evening too. And some guy, we were out to dinner. He started joking at two tables down, fell out of his chair. And I got up and went to the bathroom.
Classic. See ya. Got a jet.
I panic in those situations. I don't like confrontation. I don't know what to do.
It's not confrontation. It's just saving a life.
No, I would have no idea what to do.
Confrontation is you fighting someone. You saving a life.
No, this is
heroic.
This was all just a lot for me. I panicked. But some of you are made for this type of thing. So good luck out there.
Send it.
Coming up on the show, did I do the right thing in front of my 3-year-old son? Or did I just teach him that it's okay to be a pushover? That's the message we got from Kelly from Penfield, who's asking for some advice this morning when her son was confronted by another child on the playground. We'll get to her message, hear what you guys think. Coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. We got a message from a mom. by the name of Kelly from Penfield, who's asking if she did the right thing or not. If you have advice for Kelly this morning, we'd love to hear from you guys. 585-252-9800. Kelly writes in and says, "Hi, guys. Been listening to you for a couple years now and thought I would send you a message for Parental Confidential. My son is 3. We were at the playground the other day in Penfield, and they have this race car he was playing and sitting in the driver's seat, pretending to drive it. And we were on it playing together maybe a minute and a half. Another kid comes running over, 5 or 6 years old, stands on the step to get in, and he's saying, 'I can't get in. Someone's in there.' And my son starts to get nervous, saying to me, 'I don't want him there.'"
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I walk up and tell him he has to wait a minute. We're playing, and I stand there, and the kid's dad comes up and says, "Let's play on something else." He runs off. 20 seconds later, he comes right back and starts yelling, "I want to turn," over and over again. The boy's dad is laughing on the side, thinking it's hysterical, while his kid is standing there yelling out of control. And I think that part really pushed my buttons. Why is it so hard for some people to control their kid? And I told my son, let's give him a turn and we'll go play on something else to keep away from that energy, as I didn't think we were having fun any longer with a kid yelling at us. And I can tell he was bummed a bit, but my son bounced back. I just can't help but feel like I allowed my son or us to be bullied into getting off the car quickly when he was enjoying it.
Right.
And I want to model the right thing for my son, but I wasn't sure in this particular situation. Did I do the right thing removing him and moving to something else? Or would anyone have handled this situation a lot differently? I'm very curious to hear other people's thoughts. Thanks. Okay, that came in from Kelly from Penfield. Okay, let's hear from you guys. Was her and her son bullied into getting off that ride and saying, "See ya"?
Well, there's just, it sounds like they were just steamrolled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this other kid's dad laughing hysterically on the side?
Because that's who's raising this kid. So that makes perfect sense, actually. Like, you are a mirror and a pure reflection of your parents. So.
Do you remember growing up, most schools, their playground had this huge tire hooked to chains, and you'd swing on the tire? You remember that thing?
Yeah.
Well, I was always so quick to get on it. It was my favorite thing at recess. And I was doing this exact same thing. I was waiting patiently for a girl to get off, and I got impatient. And I
pushed
tried,
her off.
Shoved
her face into the wood chips.
I didn't push her off per se, But I got in it.
Off.
I got in it while she wasn't completely out, and she fell over and hurt herself pretty bad. And then that was it. I ruined it for everyone. That tire was off limits the rest of the year.
Classic.
Oh, I love that damn tire. 585-252-9800.
It got a flat, if you will.
Yeah. What would you guys do in this situation? First person weighing in this morning is our boy Tim. And Tim says, yeah, this mom backed down too easily. What was needed in this situation is you sharing with this child's father how terrible of a parenting job he's doing by not teaching his kid any manners. Too many parents today laugh and think this type of behavior is funny. Well, some parents, I think, just don't like the confrontation. So,
right. Yeah.
Was it a nervous laugh?
Yeah.
Or was it like, once again, my son's making me uncomfortable? Or did he genuinely think it's funny?
Right. That's something that you probably will never know. But also, it's your responsibility to step up as a parent and be like, hey, knock it off. We don't treat people like that.
I don't see in a situation like this, like I said this morning on the show, I'm not really big when it comes to confrontation. I'm like, what's the big deal? What are we trying to prove here? Just let's get away from this energy and go do something else. Is it that serious? You know what I mean?
I mean,
what do you have to prove?
It is, though, because at the end of the day, like, that's a life lesson that can be taught, right?
So what's the lesson here?
The lesson is, like, don't let people steamroll you. Don't be bullied out of situations. And that can go for anything later on in life. A job, you know, a line that you're standing in. If you just fold like a cheap beach chair, then you're not going to get anywhere in life. So stand up for yourself without being confrontational, but like teach this little boy to use his voice.
So the lesson is you can't fold like a cheap beach chair.
No.
That's right. Kaylee says this was a good move. A confrontation when your kid is already uncomfortable may have made things a lot worse. Cassandra says, I wouldn't say you did the right or wrong thing here. You did what you were comfortable with at the time. But with regards to myself, I absolutely would have handled it differently. I don't allow other kids to get what they want at the expense of my child. If another kid melts down because they weren't raised right, that's not my problem. Touche.
Yeah.
That is not gentle parenting.
It's not.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I totally get why this mom moved, but it would have probably been better to stay and tell the other kid, no, your child is also learning from these moments. Don't show him to be a pushover. Teach him to stand up for himself.
That's what I'm saying. Because honestly, those lessons and those situations will stick with you. Because it could have the opposite effect, which obviously she didn't. They could go back to that and be like, that one time I was just submissive and it clearly didn't work out for me. So, because you didn't get what you wanted.
That's why he's not going to get the job 15 years down the road from now.
Probably not.
Right.
Why his mom's coming to the interview with him. So, and they're both going to be submissive together. So, I'm not trying to be like she did the wrong thing. I think it's hard in those situations. You don't know how you're going to act in those situations. And anybody can sit there and say, oh, I would have done this or, oh, I would have done that.
You never know, though.
You don't.
You never know. Breathe. In this situation, there's no right or wrong decision. The bullies were making your son uncomfortable, and your actions to remove him from a toxic situation that could have been worse, good on you. You will get a chance to teach your son how to handle bullies. Enjoy the fact you diffused the situation the best way you knew how. Good luck. Yeah, well said. The best way you knew how.
Yeah.
Oh, who goodness. Else is here? Let's get over. If you guys are just tuning in for parental, we got a message from a mom who says her son was bullied on the playground. They were on a ride, or I don't know, whatever you want to call it, a swing. They were in a race car. They were in this race car, and another kid who was 5 or 6 came up.
They were on a roller
and
coaster.
Demanded that he have a turn. And she, the best way she knew how to defuse the situation was she feels like, in Breezy's, Breezy would say, she folded like a cheap beach chair and walked away.
This person says, I wouldn't make a whole scene about it, but definitely say something to the parent and be done with it and go about your day.
Yeah, that's the thing. Victoria says, come on now, guys. Parents messaging in and saying, you back down? Really? What are you trying to prove here? It's just a kid and a dad acting stupid. Just avoid them and move on. I would have done the same exact thing. But I would have. If it was me, I could say at least I would have said something to the dad. Hey, you want to grab your kid?
Right.
You know what I mean? Do something. Say something. Because so many parents don't. He was laughing. That's what he was doing.
Absolutely.
All right, there's a lot of messages coming in for this morning. It seems like it's split right down the middle. There, you know which parents are absolutely going to go off the rails.
And we know which ones the gentle parents
that's
are.
That's right, 100%. Thank you guys for the messages on this. Kelly, don't beat yourself up. Yes, don't beat yourself up about this. You did what you knew how to do at the time. I don't think your kid is going to remember this for life. It was just one situation.
Probably will.
You're going to have plenty of other opportunities to teach him how to handle a kid like this. You know, and maybe you might do things differently next time. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.